What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, on today's episode, we're going to do a little bit of a live demo of an AI tool that I am super excited to try. I have not tried it yet, so we're going to be trying for the first time with you guys here on the show. If you're watching on video, you can follow along and watch as we generate. You can check out the tool. The tool is called Hedra. Hedra. Definitely check out the website. The link is in the show notes as always. And the premise of this tool is that you can generate and create a talking avatar. I've talked a lot about avatars, and it's definitely kind of one of the key features of a lot of these AI marketing tools. And I think there is a lot of potential there if the technology is advanced enough and we can make these avatars engaging enough on the websites. I think that a virtual guide of a website is a pretty cool feature and might be a temporary advancement in the typical website offering that we're seeing. Anyway, so create a talking avatar using any image by the looks of it and entering in the text input to generate a script for that avatar to speak. So what I'm going to try and do today is I'm going to use our little Digital Pop mascot. Digital Pop, for those who may not know, is my digital agency. So anyway, still accepting names for him, our mascot, by the way. In fact, this is the first time I've considered that he might need a name. So definitely comment with suggested names if you have any. So I want to see if I can get him to give us a little spiel about AI and marketing specifically, and how you can boost your marketing department's efficiency, output, and quality of work, something like that. And I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so you guys can kind of see what the interface of the tool looks like here and see what we're able to generate. So 1 second, bear with me here as I share my screen. Okay, and here we have the tool and the interface. So pretty simple. And I did have to log in and create an account with and associated with my Google account to get to this test point. So it looks like you can import audio here if you want. So maybe I will take like some audio from one of my recent episodes and put that in here and add the image of our mascot and see what that does for us. So bear with me here. I'm going to go ahead and get this all set up before we generate our super awesome video. Okay, so I have imported an audio file here. It's an 8 minute or so audio file, and it does say audio longer than 30 seconds may be shortened. So that's fine. I'm just trying to generate a little bit of a test here, see if it can take my voice from this audio file and apply it to this character. So I've taken our little brand mascot, as I would call him. And again, names being requested. and you can also, if you don't have an image here, you can create or generate one with the tool as well, which is pretty cool. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and generate our video and see what happens. And we're at 5% generating, 10% generating now. So it's gonna take a little bit. I will go ahead and edit this for your sake at home, and you can see how the test works without having to wait for the generation process. Cut here. Okay, and we have finished generating our video here. So big reveal. Let's see how we did, and let's hit play here. And I hope that the audio is going to come through. I'm going to do some testing here on that as well, but let's see what happens. What is up, everybody? Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today, we are doing another one of our Daily Digest episodes. I'm going to be covering the latest video to audio or V2A technology from Google's DeepMind team. So if you don't know what DeepMind is, just do a little bit of background on them so you know where we're coming from for this episode. Okay. I got sucked in. I had to watch it there for about 40 seconds or so. It's so close. Like I'm impressed. Despite there's some little glitches. If you're not watching on video, definitely check it out if you have a chance, because you'll get a better idea of what I mean. But there's some little glitches as far as the facial mapping and the lips mapping, and you can see the human mouth kind of coming through the mapping. But like I said, it's very close. And I think, with a tailored script or something like that and a little bit of tweaking, it could definitely be used for some cool features. And it's really like I said, as far as being close to the product that I was expecting, really quite close and not far off. And I can imagine that a little bit more training, a little bit more refinement on tools like this, and we're right there. That's it for today's episode, where we covered Hedra, a super cool tool for creating avatars. And I think it's really close to being the tool I expected it to be, but definitely check it out. I think there could probably still be some tailored, unique use cases. And we definitely have a few different marketing applications. Let me know any that might come to mind for you in the comments. If you enjoyed the show or you find it useful in any way, do me a favor and subscribe on Spotify or follow on your podcast platform of choice using the RSS feed. And a review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so super helpful to the show. So until next time, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.